今天是我们家庭崇拜日。
Today is the family worship day.
我想问一下，有多少是做父亲的带你的家庭一起来的？父亲做一个代表，挥挥手好不好
？Fathers who are bringing your children here, raise up your hand. Let us see it.
好，我们来鼓掌来。
Let us clap.
感谢主，也来鼓励他们。好，我想在这里呢做一件事情。
Let me ask you to do another thing.
如果你是父亲带着你家人来的话，你在崇拜的时间，你抱着你的儿女，你也抱着你的妻子啊。如果他在你旁边的话，你抱着他，然后告诉他，上帝很爱你。
If you're the dad who brings your family over, I encourage you to give your children, give your wife a big hug and says God loves you.
啊，要自然一点哈，要就豁出去这样做。
Just do it naturally.
Do it like you mean it. 那其他的弟兄姊妹呢，我们左右也握握手，因为除了在原生的家庭中间，我们在神的家里也是属灵的大家庭。
And let's just shake one another's hands, because apart from being the same family of origin, we are also one big spiritual family.
那我们就握握手就好了哈，握握手哈。
Just shake our hands, it's good enough.
好，我们看看前后左右有没有一些被遗漏的。我看到有一些是被遗漏的。你再转一次。你刚转的是这边，你再转另外一边看看，哎，有一个。
Turn the other way. Maybe you've left somebody out.
好，我希望呢，在我们中间，包括新朋友都能够感觉到呢，上帝的家是温暖的。
Let everyone here, including our new friends, feel the warmth in the family of God.
今天是蛮大的挑战的，今天。
Today is a challenge.
讲的是罗马书十二章。
We talk about Romans 12.
爷爷奶奶适合听，然后讲英文的孙辈也适合听的讲道。
It has to fit the grandpas and the grandmas, and also fit the grandchildren.
那我们只能求上帝的恩典给我们供应大家每一个不同需要。
Let's just pray for the providence of God to come and anoint and teach us.
有一天晚上我在吃饭的时候，有人敲门。
One evening as I was having dinner, somebody knocked on my door.
有没有人试过在吃饭的时候有人敲门的？有没有啊？举一下手。
Have you had that experience before? Somebody knocking your door when you're having dinner?
Right? 通常敲门的人来干什么啊？
So what do they do when they knock at the door?
来干什么啊？
What do they do?
Worse. Advertisement, yes!
卖广告的。
他们来卖广告，他们来卖东西的，对不对？
They're coming to sell something to you, right?
That's what I thought. 我以为也是这样啊。
Yep, that's what we thought.
所以呢，我就应着这个门声，我去开门看是谁了。
So I opened the door and to find out who that was.
然后我就开门，开门之后，你看的是谁呢
？And as I opened the door, guess who was standing there?
我看到一个黑人的一个女士站在门口啊。
I saw this black lady just standing in the door.
然后她手上就拿着一份的材料啊。
She was holding a brochure.
然后就告诉我，他说：“你可不可以支持这个小朋友在非洲啊
？”And she said, "Can you take a look at this little child here? She's desperately in need."
那当然，第一个反应我在吃饭。
My first response was not really.
我在吃饭。
Oh, I'm eating my dinner.
而且我其他好多地方我都奉献的。
Actually, I'm giving my donations to many many places.
在我的脑子里说，今天晚上我要跟他说对不起，我不能帮你。
In my mind, I was going to reject her.
因为我好早已经想过，我不能帮所有全世界的每一个敲门的人的。
Because I thought I just could not help everybody who knocks on my door.
所以我就跟他说：“谢谢，不用了。”
And I said, "Thank you, but no thanks."
但是这个黑人的女士继续在门口里面指着照片这个女孩子。
But then this black lady, she kept pointing to this child in the picture.
她告诉我，今天晚上是我们这个 World Vision 筹款的。一个晚上
She said, this is the World Vision's special offerings day.
她说你今天晚上可以帮这个小女孩的
She said, tonight you can help this little child.
请求你帮助她
Please help her.
她真的很需要你的帮助
She really needs your help.
请不要让这个小女孩今天就没有东西的就回去了
Please do not let this little young girl go back home empty-handed.
我知道你是个好人，我请求你今天晚上对她有回应吧。
I know you're a very good person, so I know you will respond back to me tonight.
她那样的坚持。
She keeps persisting.
我在吃饭的时候，她在跑。
When I'm eating dinner, she's running around.
她在努力地帮这个女孩子的生命来诉求。
She's running around to get help for the life of this young lady.
我的心融化了。
And my heart just melted.
我说好，我帮助你。
And I said, okay, I'll help you.
那我怎么帮助她呢？
So how can I help her?
她说每个月你要捐多少多少的钱。
So she said, every month you just give a certain amount of money.
那么帮到什么时候我他当然没说我当时 也没有问啊没想那么多
Until when? She didn't tell me and then I wasn't thinking about that
当然帮助到他能够自立有一天说他可以自立了为止
Probably until that day when she can become independent
所以我就开始支持这个女孩子叫 Diane
So I started helping sponsoring this child called Diane
你记得这个女孩子叫 Diane OK
So remember her Diane
她的 last name、是一个非洲的 last name 叫 Nisin Iswi Nisin Iswi
last name is Nisin Iswi
Nisin Iswi 很特别的一个女孩子
a very special child
11岁
11 years old
在 Rwanda 在卢旺达住
from the country of Rwanda
她说她跟她的妈妈住在一个很贫穷的地方
She said that she and her mother lived in a very poor location.
她爸爸把他们母女就丢下来了。
Her father has abandoned them.
她妈妈也没有工作做了。
Her mother is unemployed.
她说通过这个支持的这个的计划，你可以帮助他们脱离贫穷。
And through this sponsorship, she can leave poverty.
不但是这个达彦女孩子，还有她家里，你都可以帮她。
Not just herself, but her whole family will be helped.
所以我最近在拿起这个女孩子的照片，我在仔细的想，仔细的看。
So when I look at this picture of this young girl, and I kept reflecting on myself.
应该有半年的时间了。
From almost about 6 months.
我相信我的钱已经送到她的手上。
I believe the money I gave has come over to her place.
她在不一样的生活当中开始产生了变化。
In her ordinary day of life.Changes are starting to happen.
都因为谁呢？都因为这个黑人的阿姨一直的请求我。
Because of what? Because of this black lady who kept persisting, asking me to help.
用她的那种的使命，用她的爱心来请求人来帮助。
In her mandate, in her love, in her passion, she asked for help for this girl.
今天圣经也告诉我们，保罗告诉我们说：“亲爱的弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。”
And today the Apostle Paul tells us in the same way, and he says, Dear brothers and sisters, I ask of you,
是用上帝的慈悲不断地来劝我们。
In the compassion and love of God, I keep asking you, knocking on your door,
让我们也把我们的生命能够献给我们的上帝。
And I advocate, I encourage you to offer up your lives as living sacrifices.
因为我们今天的改变也有人帮我们付出一个很重的代价。
Because today the lives, the changes we can see, somebody already paid for it.
就好像有人帮这个女孩子，贫穷的女孩子付了代价一样。
Just like somebody who helped this poor girl over there and helped pay for the price for it.
没有这个代价，这个贫穷是没有办法解决的。
Without the price being paid, this change cannot happen.
世界上没有一样东西是免费的。
There's nothing that's free in this world.
如果不是你付，一定有人帮你付。
If it's not you who paid, it must be somebody else who paid.
结果在这个女孩子的世界中间，她就加进了在我们这个北美的世界。里面所投入的爱到了另外一个世界的中间。
And because of this, the world that this child lives in intersects with the world that I live in, and then the love of us intersects with her world.
今天在属灵的境界中间，我们同样是一个贫穷的人。
In the spiritual realm, we are also people of poverty.
我们想做好，但是我们没有办法做好。
We want to do good, but we just cannot do it.
而且是没有办法按照上帝的标准，我们可以做好。
And we simply could not follow the ways of God to do good.
我们属灵的贫穷，圣经告诉我们说，这叫罪。
The spiritual poverty that we have, the Bible tells us, is called sin.
我们的罪怎么样去看得出来呢？
How can we see the sin in us?
我们在日常的生活中间，我们会发现有这些的事情。
In our daily lives, we may see such things happening.
我们就知道罪的存在。
Then we'll know sin does exist.
如果你今天驾车来，你的车要不要做防盗的装置啊
Well, the car that you drive in today, is there the anti-alarm system there?
如果你今天离开你的家，你要不要把门锁上啊？
When you leave your house, you need to lock and bolt your door?
你在外面做事情、做生意、做一切的事情，你知道后面有个法律来保障你。
In everything that you do in this world, you know there's a law that protects you.
我们知道人多的地方，如果我们觉得有安全感，我们看有没有保安，有没有警察。
Sometimes we see, is there any security guards? Are there any policemen there? And then we feel the security.
这个国家开始富有强大了，我们的安全感也要放在这些的军队军备的上面。
As the country prospers, we have our security on the army and the armaments that we carry.
可能我们说最后最后一道防线就是你和我的良心，让我们不要做错事情。
And maybe the last guard is the conscience that we have not to do things wrong.
这些一切防啊防啊防啊防啊守啊守啊守啊的事情，就是防，就是守我们的罪啊。
All these things to prevent, 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 to prevent what? The sins in us.
圣经说世上没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
The Bible says there's nobody righteous, not even one.
人与人，国与国之间都有可能即将的斗争。
Between man to man, nation to nation, there's always rivalries.
你说牧师啊，我听到这里我还是认为自己没有罪呢。
And you say, Pastor Stephen, I listen to you, but I don't think I have any sins in me.
但是我们举一些的例子，我们就知道原来圣经告诉我们的罪是这样的。
But let me give you some more examples and we'll know what the Bible tells us is true.
圣经标准的罪不是说你做了这个事情叫做罪。
The Bible doesn't tell us that it's because of what you did that's called sin.
乃是你没有做，只是想做这个事情，这个想也是罪。
The Bible tells us not just when you do it, even if you think about it, just think that is sin already.
这就是上帝的标准。
This is the standard of God.
圣经说我们不能说谎。
The Bible tells us not to tell lies.
圣经说我们也不能偷窃。
We cannot steal.
我们不能偷。
We should not steal.
这里有很多的偷。
There's a lot of stealing around.
有偷拍、偷懒、偷情、偷走、偷窥、偷看、偷渡、偷税、偷窃、偷换。
Yeah, we steal in any kind of ways in our different levels.
有些做了你会心跳，有些做了你不会心跳，但是你听到知道这是不对的。
Sometimes you feel guilty, sometimes you do not.
小孩子在中间，我觉得很难逃得了。
For if we have kids in between us, it's hard for us to describe more.
如果小孩子都很难逃过刚才圣经的标准，何况是从小孩子长到大人的我们呢？
If a little kid cannot fit the standards of God, how about us who grew from little kids to become adults?
圣经要帮助我们看到自己的真相，以至于我们可以对症下药，改变自己。
The Bible tells us to see who we truly are and help us to deal with it.
圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
The Bible tells us for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
而且罪的工价乃是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
你知道现在年轻人最难教的是什么？
You know how hard it is to teach young people right now, the hardest thing?
因为好多时候他做的东西，这个收尾是爸爸妈妈跟他收尾的。
Many times what we tell them to not to do, and then that's what we see the parents doing.
We are so hard to learn the consequence of doing something wrong. 国语？
可以。
我们很难学到说我做这个事情有后果了，特别是错的事情，对不对？父母觉得很难，因为我做一个事情我的后果是什么，有时候小孩子很难会学得到。
When we do something, what is the consequence of it? It's very hard to detect many times.
所以我们心中多多少少都有一种的呼求，说上帝求您救我。
And actually there's a cry in our heart that says, Lord, help us.
正如我在当初付了一个价钱帮助这个贫穷的非洲女孩子一样。
This is what I did when I paid the price to help this poor girl from Africa.
每一样的事情都有它的结果。
In everything, there is a consequence.
贫穷可能带来她的疾病或死亡。
From poverty, there comes sickness and maybe even death.
我们的罪在属灵说，后果就是死。
The consequence of our sin in the spiritual realm is also death.
如果没有另外一个世界的侵入帮助
to help us,
我们属灵的贫穷是没有办法解决的
our spiritual poverty cannot be dealt with,
而我们的结局就是死
then our consequence, our result is death.
但是在另外一个世界有人伸出他的手付了一个重价帮助我们脱离属灵贫穷
but in a different world, there's someone who came and paid the price for us and gave us help.
上帝因爱的关系用他儿子独一儿子的生命付上了他的代价
Because of the love of God, he sent his only son and paid the price.
他没有保留的一切都给我们了
He gave us everything.
豁出去了
Just everything.
这个代价就是耶稣基督他的生命
What is the price being paid? It is the life of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督钉在十字架上流干了他的宝血为了救你为了救我脱离属灵的贫穷
Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross with all his blood shed.Because of the sins that we have.
上帝有没有付了他的钱呢?
Did God give him money?
他有没有付了他的重价呢?
Did God give him anything else?
有。
Yes.
上帝付了他的重价就是因为耶稣基督他的十字架上的工作我们知道。
God paid the price because of what Christ did on the cross.
是一条的人命。
It's a life being paid.
是上帝的命。
It's the life of God being paid.
他完全的献给我们这些有罪的人
and he gave it to us without reservation.
而我们一切相信他的接受他这样的一个礼物的我们就脱离属灵的贫穷了
so that for all of us who believes it and accepts him we'll be able to leave that realm of spiritual poverty
因此很多我们的这些的今天吃圣餐的弟兄姐妹我们都已经信了耶稣接了这个耶稣基督的这个价钱让我们脱离了这个贫穷脱离了死亡
Today, for all of us who have taken part in communion, we are those who understand this and we have left the state of spiritual poverty.
也脱离了上帝对罪恶公义的审判。
And we have left that state where God condemns the sin.
所以我们刚才讲的，如果小孩子有罪的，你也要信耶稣。
Therefore, for even children, if you have sin, you also need to trust in Christ.
但是每个大人的心中都有一个小孩子，希望能够得到赦免。
In our every adult, there's a little kid inside who wants to be, have our sins forgiven.
只是大人很多时候，别人看着把层层的东西包着，觉得我很好，我不需要。但是里面说，我需要上帝救我。
But we just wrap ourselves up in different things, but then deep inside us, we actually crying out, "Yes, Lord."
今天我们接受上帝给我们的这个的赎价，我们接受耶稣基督，我们就可以脱离罪和死的权柄。
But God paid the price of redemption, and because of that, we can leave that state of spiritual poverty.
我们就可以重新开始过一个属灵富足的人。
And we can now live in a life of abundance.
但是话说回来啊。
But then let me tell you the reality.
不是每一个相信了耶稣基督的人，他都愿意把他的生活奉献出来的。
Not everyone who has accepted Christ wants to give out their life as an offering to God.
那为什么我们要把我们的生命献给我们的上帝呢
Why do we need to give up our life as a living sacrifice to God?
我看不到这个需要啊
I don't see the need.
我还是好好的工作
I just do my work.
我旁边的小孩子别人上那个学校我也希望他上那个学校
My kids, they go to the school. I want them to go to the good schools.
人家这样当这个职位我希望这个小孩子也跟别人一样有这个职位
People go climb the career ladder. I want my kids to do the same.
我看到我没有必要说把我的生活、我的生命献给上帝。我没有看到这个必要。
I really don't see the need to offer my life as a living sacrifice.
但是是真的，保罗一次再次的用上帝的慈悲来劝我们，就好像那个黑人女士一样，劝我们把身体献上。
But the thing is, it's true because the Apostle Paul, just like that black woman who kept knocking on my door, he keeps saying with the passion of Christ, and he invites us to do it.
保罗怎么样叫我们要身体献上呢
？Well, what does he teach us about living, giving up ourselves as living sacrifice?
他说，弟兄们呐、啊、
，He said, dear brothers.
一讲的时候就说，所有相信耶稣基督、接受了耶稣基督的人，你们全部都要把自己献上。
All of you who have accepted Christ, you all need to do it.
连刚刚相信耶稣的，如果你刚才十二点多有人带着你来，然后你信耶稣的，刚刚信耶稣的人也要把你的生活、生命献给上帝。
Even for those of you who just accepted Christ last night, or maybe this morning at 11 o'clock, you still need to give your life.
所以所有的人就是第一，第二就是你的所有。
And number two is you need to give everything.
包括你的身体，包括你的思想，包括你世上拥有的一切。
Your body, your mind, everything you own.
因为圣经说，你要把你的身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你要把你的分别从世界分别出来，然后呢，让你的心意更新而变化，就是你的身体和思想，你的一切献给神。
Because what Paul is actually saying is, take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering.
第三个就是全部的时间，不是光是星期天，就是你一辈子剩下的时间，全时间的你要献给神。
And the third thing is every day of your life, not just like one day Sunday of your life.
那我把这三个条件讲完，就是你的决定了。
Now let me.Repeat these three points, and that will be your decision.
保罗通过圣经
through the word of God, Paul is knocking on the door.
用神的慈悲劝你
with the compassion of God, he's advocating you.
要做什么呢
What you need to do?
你们全部信耶稣的人
all of you who believe in Christ,
你们把你自己全部的
give your whole life,
全时间的
all the time,
要献给神
and offer it up to God.
但是你还是那个疑问，我为什么
And then you're thinking, but why?
为什么
Why?
我希望下面我讲完这个故事之后，你们就明白你为什么要献给神。
I hope that after I tell you this story, you will all be able to understand why.
曾经有个电影 Steven Spielberg.
And there's a movie by Steven Spielberg.
它叫做《战马》（War Horse）。
Is this movie called War Horse?
有没有人看过啊？小孩子有没有人看这些电影啊
？Anybody saw that movie?
不多人看哈 ，War Horse.
A lot of people have saw it.
有机会你回家注意一下这个 Long Weekend War Horse， 有人看过？你看了有没有掉眼泪？有的。
Yeah, you might
很感动的。这个 War Horse 在说什么
？You know what it's about?
哎呦，原来有一个农民、农夫的家庭啊。
There's this farmer and his family.
他们住在一个小石头的一个山坡的上面啊。
They live upon this little hill.
爸爸叫 Ted.
Dad's called Ted.
记住哈。
Ted, remember. Ted.
妈妈叫 Rose.
Mom's name is Rose.
儿子叫 Albert.
The son's name is Albert.
因为爸爸是一个战士，他是一个 soldier.
The dad is a soldier.
但是他打仗的时候腿给断了。
So he broke his leg when he was at war.
他就退休做农民去。
So he retired as a farmer.
然后在那里耕田。
And he was plowing the fields.
但是他里头的血是一个军人。
But then in his blood, he's a warrior.
而且他以前是一个骑马的军人。
And he was a warrior who rode on a horse.
当有一天他在市场上面看到一匹非常好的马。
And then one day in the market, he saw a very good horse.
那我开始learn啊，我开始学这些的字。这个叫纯种马，叫 thoroughbred。纯种马。
Oh, so he saw a horse that was thoroughly bred.
是纯种的英国马，是跑马。
It's a thoroughbred from Britain, those racing horse.
这种的马可能在中国叫悍马。
These horse are the
不是 Hummer 啊。
Not the Humber one.
叫悍马，就是这个马非常的快，哇，那个汗流啊，流汗。
Those really, really fast horses that we see in China.
是这个悍马，不是现在这个 Humber.
Not the BMW.
这个爸爸 Ted 就看到这个纯种马，他爱死了，因为他以前骑的就是那些马。
When this dad saw that thoroughbred, he knew that was a very good horse.
他跟人家抢啊，抢这个价钱，这个 auction.
And then in this auction, he kept bidding up for it.
人家说多少钱
？How much for it？
再有没有高一点
？Anybody higher？
再有没有高一点
？Higher, any higher？
那边再高一点
？Any higher, any higher？
他爸爸一次一次一次的把那个价钱都调高，最后用30多块英镑把这只名驹给拿下来。
He kept bidding up and bidding up for it. Finally, he got the horse.
名驹又怎么样
？And then what happened？
回去耕田了，原来。
So he took the horse back.
他也骑不了。
Because that's what he needs to do.
有没有赛车？有不是赛车场，赛马场啊。
Are there any racing horse tracks?
有没有打仗
？No wars.
但是他爱死这种的马了。
But he really loves these thoroughbreds.
纯种马，四个脚，有四个白袜子 ，white socks.
You know the hooves is all white, the white socks ones.
然后这个头顶有个白色菱形的一个非常好的一个马。
that you can tell is a really good horse.
漂亮一只马。
Very pretty.
把它买来了。
He bought it.
他用了他一切的钱买，几乎没有钱去付他的地主的这个的付他的钱。
He paid it all with all his money. Almost have no money left to pay the rent.
他就把这只马教他儿子怎么样用这只马去耕地啊。
And then he taught his son how to use that horse to plow the field.
邻居都另眼相看，你怎么把这个石头地都给耕出来了？
And every neighbor was looking and saying, why are you doing that to your horse?
当然他家有一匹的悍马很厉害啊，什么东西都可以做啊。
And they said, because I have this very nice horse, can do anything on my field.
但是我们知道悍马不是在农田耕地的。
But we all know a thoroughbred is not meant to plow the field.
直到有一天这个 Ted 爸爸这个农耕地里面的东西全部失收了，没有了， destroy。
And then until that day when everything on the field was just destroyed, no harvest.
大水来了，这个东西就失收了，他没有办法付他地主的钱，只好怎么样？你想想看。
It was flooded, he had no money to pay the rent. Guess what happened?
小孩子，家里面最有钱的是什么？ Ted 最有钱的是什么？ Most valuable item of Ted's family is what? It's the horse. 他把这个马就卖掉了。
So because he had nothing to pay the rent, he had to what?
Sell
the horse.
这个儿子 Albert 很伤心，因为他很爱这个马。
And this Albert was really upset.
爸爸没有办法，爸爸没有钱了。
But then he said, I have no other choice. I have no money.
把这只这么漂亮的马卖掉了。
I have to sell the horse.
卖给谁呢？
To sell to who?
卖到当时在第一次世界大战里面英国的一个骑兵队的一个军官。
And then
captain.
It was being sold to this captain who fought in the First World War from Britain.
这个骑兵的军官一看到这个马，他说：“我要买这匹马。”
This captain who saw the horse from far away, he recognized it.
我要培训他成为一匹的军马。
I'm going to train him up to be a warrior horse.
变成一个 war horse， 然后我要坐在上面跟他一起的打仗。
And then I'm going to just sit on it and just go to the war with him.
结果一天两天的过去，他把这个马。把他的潜力全部发挥出来了。
Day after day, he kept training the horse until all the potential were being brought out.
这个马你不能关着的，这个马你要喂好它，然后它可以跑了。
This horse you cannot just keep it in the cell. You have to give him good food and let it just run by.
哇，经过多次的训练，这个军官骑着这个马一直在战场上奔跑。
And after a lot of training, the general now can ride on this horse to fight in the wars.
快过所有的马。
The horse was much faster than any of the other horses.
一个英勇的将军骑着一匹最快的马，你说多威风啊！
And think of it, the general riding this horse, who's the fastest of all.
Do you agree?
你同意吗？
哇，是很棒的事情啊！
Wow, what a great thing it is.
然后这只马叫什么名字呢？
Guess what the name of the horse is?
这只马叫 Joey. 你要记得叫 Joey. 这匹马叫 Joey, okay?
This horse is called Joey. Now remember Joey, okay?
但是呢，这个影片就继续的做，这个马经过很多很坎坷、很高高低低的路。
And as the plot of the movie keeps developing after ups and downs.
有人很爱他，有人也不喜欢他。
Some people like him, some people don't like the horse.
有人看得出是名马，但是有人就让他抬这个抬那个很重的东西。
Some people recognize it, some people use it as a labor horse.
结果故事讲到最后是怎么样了？结果这个。农村的家里面这个儿子叫 Albert
at the end of the story what happened this, remember this farmer the son Albert
Albert 长大了
Albert has grown up now
成为一个 soldier 了
he became a good soldier
他以后把这匹马给找回来
so he went and sought back this horse
在很乱的一个战场后来就千辛万苦把这个马找回来了
it was a very messy marketplace but he found the horse
结果从一个人的手中把他很不容易的最后带到他的家里面。
And with a lot of trouble, he just bought back the horse and brought it back.
现在这个儿子 Albert 是一个军人，旁边是一个军马。
And then beside this Albert, who's a soldier, is that war horse.
原来这匹马要知道怎么样有一个主人，是眼会鹰马。
There is the horse who needs this master who can see the natural abilities of him and bring it out.
啊，你可能不一定要翻译得到，但是像中国那个伯乐会看到千里马了。
There's a saying that says a man who truly knows his horse.
结果这个 Albert 就跟这个马又生活在一起了。
At the end of the story, Albert just lived happily after with his horse.
一个军人 跟军马配在一起。
The war soldier and the war horse together.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们要把你们身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此的侍奉乃是理所当然的。
So dear brothers and sisters, let me advocate one more time. You need to give up your life as living sacrifices. This is what the Lord wants and encourage you all to do right now.
上帝用最重的价钱把你们买回来。
He paid the fullest, heaviest price for you to buy you back.
用圣灵重生把上帝的耶稣基督的血王家的血灌注到你的里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, the blood of Christ sheds on the cross now cleanses you from all unrighteousness.
圣经告诉我们什么？
What does the Bible tells us?
圣经明明告诉我们说，唯有你们是被拣选族类。
The Bible says, but you are a chosen people.
是有君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
God's special possession.
要叫你们宣扬那叫召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
唯有你们是被救赎的。
Because you are all a chosen people.
生命当中是被上帝的重价买回来的。
Each of your lives has been paid a hefty price by God himself.
有天堂属天的生命重生给你的。
And there's this life, a spiritual life from heaven directly come upon your life.
一切信上帝的人你就是 Joey.
You are God's people. You are the Joeys of God.
你最配的就是配我们的上帝。
You are worth it because God paid for your price.
圣经也告诉我们，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身上荣耀神。
The Bible tells us because you were bought at a price, therefore honor God with your bodies.
圣经也说你们是重价买来的，不要做人的奴仆。
And the Bible tells us because you were bought by God, do not become slaves of human beings.
但是太可惜了，弟兄姐妹。
But unfortunately, brothers and sisters.
你是鸠羽，但是你每天在耕田啊。
You are Joey, but every day you are just plowing the fields.
难怪你心里不满足。
No wonder you have no satisfaction in your
heart. 难怪我做一个基督徒，我为什么跟别人一样？
If I were a Christian, why do I need to be the same as other people?
别人耕田，我也在耕田。
They plow the field, I plow the field.
可能我耕了更好的田。
Maybe I plow a better field.
但是你不是为耕田而存在这个地上。
But you were not destined to just plow the field.
因为你是 Joey.
Because you are Joey.
唯有你是被拣选的族类。
You are the chosen people.
你是有君尊的祭司。
You are the royal priesthood.
你是圣洁的国民。
You are the holy nation.
上帝要叫你教你宣扬那叫你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
The Lord has called you from darkness to now come upon the light.
所以圣经说这是理所当然的。
This is the reality of the kingdom of God.
Joey 就要配一个军人。
Joey is meant to be for the warrior king.
千里马要配一个最高的军士。
The horse who runs thousands of miles is meant to be for the general.
圣经告诉我们的罗马书十二章第一到第二节我们再读一遍
The Bible tells us in Romans 12 1 to 2 Let us read it again
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意小朋友
Dear friends, young people
All the young generation Do you want to be Joey?
你们想做 Joey 吗
Perhaps you do
可能你们想啊
But you have to make a decision
那你要做这个决定
But not everyone can be a Joey
不是每个人都可以做 Joey 的
Unless you were born as Joey
除非你是生做周乙的吧
除非你有一个骏马纯种马的生命你才说我愿意做周乙你才是周乙
Unless you have that bloodline as a Joey then you can be the Joey
要不然你想
Otherwise you just want to be
跟你真正是不是是两回事情
But with who you are in reality is different
小朋友你今天也可以当周乙
My dear young friends, you can be Joey today.
上帝已经为你的罪派了耶稣基督付了重价把你从罪的里面买回来了。
Because of your sins, the Lord has paid the hefty price and now carry you out from darkness into light of life.
然后把那个最好的 royal blood, 那个州里的生命赐给你了。
And took the blue blood of Joey and put it in your life.
然后只要你愿意接受耶稣基督，你说耶稣，我有罪，求你赦免我，也求你改变我，也求你使用我。
As long as you accept Christ and you say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, but now I pray for your blood to come and cleanse us. I believe you as my Savior.
First, 第一，上帝求你救我。
Lord, first, number one, Lord, come and save me.
第二，求上帝你用我。
Number two, Lord, come and use me.
我谢谢你让我成为 Joey.
Thank you, Lord, and let me become Joey.
我要回到你的身边。
I need to come back to you.
被你所使用。
To be used of you.
我们中间做家长的，做新朋友的，一样可以。
And as for those who are friends or adults, you can also do the same.
我今天特别用小孩子的声音，各方面去跟小孩子讲话。
I use the language of a child.
但是大人完全明白我在讲什么。
But I know the adults understand me also.
你也可以变成 Joey.
You can be Joey too.
你过一个不一样的生命。
To live a life not ordinary.
第一，上帝不保留的来救你。
Number one, the Lord is unreserved love of everything for us.
第二，我们也要不保留的把我们完全献给上帝。
And for us to give our unreserved love back to God.
这是理所当然的。
This is the reality. It should be that way.
因为上帝给我们的生命要回到上帝的手中，
被
他来使用。
That God gives us is now going back to Him for Him to use.
想想看，有一天我们的君王耶稣基督坐在这一批的Joey的上面，我们一起跟耶稣一起打仗。
One day, think of this picture when the warrior king comes and ride on all his Joeys.
再一次做一些帮助人、拯救人的这些的工作，神圣的工作。
And as the work of salvation continues to expand across the land.
我们闭上眼睛，我们一起来祷告。
Let us just close our eyes and pray.
Can I ask everybody to stand? 包括我们所有人都站起来好吗
？Let's all rise.
我们先用国语来祷告。亲爱的上帝，我为到我们的会众，为到神你的子民来祷告。但愿孩子在你面前的祷告代表了众人的心。恳求主，你今天帮助我们通过罗马书的，用保罗的劝，用上帝的慈悲的劝的时间，主啊，我们也看到我们自己也要成为你自己手中合用的器皿。求你帮助我们，上帝啊，我求你赦免我们。如果我们中间有人还没有认识到耶稣基督的，你知道你的生命的需要，求上帝赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义，让我们的生命里面能够脱离这种罪的负担，这种罪的后果。求上帝你帮助，一切的罪我们都请求十字架上的耶稣基督帮我们全部来承担。我们第二，我们的祷告是，上帝啊，我们知道我们用重价买回来，我们也知道你用你圣灵的生命住到我们的心中里边，我们是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，我们该献给你的乃是理所当然的。主啊，求你帮助我们，凡我们心中有感动的，我们都到上帝的面前，我们来祷告，我们一起来祷告说，上帝啊，求你使用我。上帝啊，我愿意把我的身体，愿意把我的一切，愿意把我的思想重新归到我们的君王，我们的耶和华的身边。我们恳求你接纳我们。For the sake of the children, I'm going to pray for you, and would you pray also with me? Father God, I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sin. Now I believe you, Jesus Christ. I want to get all my sins onto you. May you help me and take away all my sins. And Lord Jesus and Father God, I also want to be like Joey, and I want to commit my life into your hands. Father, train me, mold me, lead me, and use me. Father, I thank you. This is my sincere prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 奉耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen.